Blog Talk Radio.
Hello out there. This is Eve of War Radio. This is the Bladed Razor. Welcome to the show. I hope everyone's having a good evening. We have a few things we're going to talk about. Totally random. Whatever you want. Give us a call if you want to. And we will talk. Here, before we start, I got a quick little jam for you, and it goes a little something like this. Yes. That was the theme song to Sons of Anarchy. If you have not seen it yet, I most certainly highly recommend that you go ahead and watch it. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Eve of War Radio. If you got something, go ahead. Put it in your pipe and smoke it. That's what we're about. That's what we're going to do. Because it just feels right. And it feels good. I'm sitting here in the studio in San Diego, California. We just redid the studio. We got some movie posters on the wall, which we'll talk about in a little bit. My co-host isn't here, so it'll be just me. This is the Bladed Razor. And you can go ahead and call in at 845-277-9223. And I'd be happy to talk to you about anything, even if it's not the subject at hand. And so, as I was saying, I'm sitting here in the studio in San Diego, broadcasting live on the internet to the world. So, it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool little thing we got here, you know? So go ahead. I'll give you give you about 10 seconds. Let's go ahead and say here's to the night, and let's go ahead and take a hit together. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good marijuana. You know, cause, I was going to ask a question based on some of the movie posters we just received here. But since my co-host isn't here, it's going to be a one-way conversation. We got the Warriors. Warriors. Come out to play. Army of Darkness, Apocalypse Now, Clockwork Orange, Halloween, The Evil Dead, and Night of the Living Dead. Oh, and Jaws 1 and Jaws 2, Astro Zombies, 2001 A Space Odyssey, and Fritz the Cat, and last, but most certainly not least, Madman. So, all classics, all movies that I think every person needs to see at least once in their life. There are other movies like that as well, but for right now, these are the only ones we have up on the wall. There's some, you know, like 12 by 18 posters just sitting in threes. And, I don't know, they're all really good in their own right. And, I was thinking about picking one, like the best out of those, but that's really hard. Like, for example, like a movie like Night of the Living Dead is so classic for its time. And such an impactful movie for the horror genre. But, you know, production value, production-wise, you know, a movie like Apocalypse Now, Clockwork Orange, I mean, any of the other ones. You know, and understand, I'm talking about the original Night of the Living Dead, the first one. And it's, you know, certain movies are better actual movies. Some are better just in the sense of, you know, how epic and classic and how much of a mark it made on the genre. So it really is really hard to pick the best. I would probably say... I mean, and you know, they're kind of mixed genres, like an Army of the Darkness. You know, you're talking a horror comedy, you know, as well as Evil Dead. The original Evil Dead did have some, you know, comedic side to it on purpose. I know a lot of horror movies are funny, but by accident. And then you have Fritz the Cat. Obviously, not in the category of the other, you know, the horror movies that were mentioned previously, but definitely a classic in its own right. So, it's sometimes when you're stoned, Like, I'll watch a show. And not so. And, you know, I'm like, all right, whatever, cool. Then I'll watch that very same thing, Stoned. And all of a sudden I'm noticing all these things that are just fucking funny, or mostly funny, that I never noticed before. I wouldn't have even realized beforehand. It's such a great value to life, marijuana. Such a value. And it makes it like, man, dude, this thing was cool. This, you know, that I saw. But if see the same thing again, and it's way better than the first time. Like, this just is, you know, why you gotta step at me like that? It just is, man. You don't gotta be acting like that. You don't gotta be acting like that. I gotta just run through a couple of our sponsors here. So, just bear with me. And here we go. Sponsors for Eve of War Radio. You know when you're all cottonmouth after smoking some marijuana and you're really, really thirsty and you open the fridge and you got a whole array of different kinds of drink. And then you look over at that red and white label and you see Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola. Refresco. That's when you know you got the very best. Drink of Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola Company. How many times are you driving down the street and you forgot your wallet? Did it happen to you? Because it's happened to me. And don't you hate that feeling? I do. I know I do. Well, that's why you need a Ryobi drill. That's what they're called. Do that again. That's why you need a Ryobi drill. Because you're an idiot. You know when you're sitting down and you have a big piece of paper that's about 10 by 10 and you only have a frame or a 4 by 6? Don't you hate when that happens? I sure do, Billy. Well, you know what you need? What's that? You need an X-Acto. X-Acto made from the finest pieces of wood and metal, made from the caves of the China Empire. You are able to go ahead and use it for many things. You can cut that piece of paper down to a 4x6. What? But just a second ago it was a 10x10. That's right. That's why you need X-Acto. Thank you, everybody, for listening. That was our sponsors. You know, I really wanted to say that. I really appreciate them because if it wasn't for my sponsors, I'd have nothing. Thank you to all of you who have sponsored and showed your support over the years of time. and shine the light upon thy face, and you will see that if you were not rated, then Jaws dead would fear the deadliest of all emotions, clutching at the heat of clutching at your heart the night of the living dead. Potato chips.